Remember the most unconstitutional, most in-your-face ban of the Second Amendment in New Mexico? Well, yesterday a federal judge extended a temporary restraining order against Michelle Lujan Grisham, that's the governor of New Mexico, and her revised public health order that prohibited firearms in parks, playgrounds, and other public places in Albuquerque, as well as Bernalillo County. Before I jump into it, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's the USCCA. Guys and gals, the United States Concealed Carry Association has a ton of training and education. And when you become a member, you get self-defense liability insurance. I have used that for my family. I've read into it. I've called them and asked the tough questions. I suggest you do the same because it might just be what you need. God forbid you have to become a protector yourself. Have questions, call them. It's a money-back guarantee. USCCA.com/GNG. Thanks to USCCA for sponsoring the channel. All right, let's talk about this scenario surrounding New Mexico and the most in-your-face suspension of the Constitution ever. Yesterday, U.S. District Court Judge David Herrera Urias, who issued the initial restraining order last month in response to, I think it was five lawsuits challenging the governor's unconstitutional gun ban, he's delayed the decision on whether or not to issue a preliminary injunction against the governor and her order. And he's delayed that until October 11th. So the temporary restraining order has been extended, and we will see more coming forward. But there's been a little stuff, a little news surrounding it here that I want to get to and talk about here. Now, the judge said there's a lot for us to consider before we issue that order and make that decision. The court will therefore extend the temporary restraining order that is now in place. As a reminder, Governor Lujan Grisham first announced the complete suspension of the Second Amendment, a total ban on open and concealed carry, again, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, as well as Bernalillo County. And Albuquerque is the most populated city in New Mexico, so you're probably going to run into, your chances of running into, you know, criminals or people looking to hurt you, maim you, maybe kill you, is higher than in most other places, right? She suspended that for 30 days, or attempted to, as part of her public health order that was issued on September 8th. Now, there's a little twist going forward. Now, sadly, the governor used the excuse of a shooting death of an 11-year-old boy in Albuquerque to suspend the Constitution, and you just can't do that. Again, she was sued by five pro-2A gun groups, and the judge issued the temporary restraining order. And then Lujan Grisham, a week after, revised that order, limiting the gun ban to just public parks and playgrounds. Still, that is not consistent with the text, history, and tradition of firearm regulation at, around, or even close to the time of the adoption of the Second Amendment of 1791. So, it is unconstitutional. Now, Caroline Sweeney, who is Lujan Grisham's press secretary, yesterday she said this: "We await the court's ruling on the 11th of October and will evaluate next steps at that time." Sounds interesting. Sounds like there's an open door there. Well, I'll tell you some more here. While both the original and the amended public health orders are set to expire this Friday, Holly Agungian, I'm probably butchering her name, but I really don't care, the governor's chief general counsel, she's her attorney, she told the judge yesterday that the governor's administration planned to extend the revised order at least once. Ooh, at least once. Here's her quote: "There will be one 30-day extension. I know that is what we are planning on doing right now. It sort of is a data-driven decision about whether it's going to continue for another 30 days after that." She wants to suspend the Second Amendment for an additional 30 days, and then a data-driven decision on an additional 30 days. Guys and gals, I've been telling you this is part of what they've wanted to do. We saw what they tried to do with the COOF, and now they're trying to kick it up again. Lujan Grisham needs to be put in prison. She has violated people's constitutional rights. She has violated people's civil rights, and she needs to be arrested. I hold dear to that statement and that demand. Somebody, whether it's federal law enforcement or the sheriff, needs to grab him and shake him and lock this tyrant up. But it sounds like she's definitely learned her lesson, hasn't it? Hasn't she? Yeah, she's an it. Well, we shall see what the judge says, if the judge drops the hammer or not on October 11th. But guys and gals, what do you say? Especially if you live in New Mexico. Your governor not only suspended your rights for an attempted 30 days, she still restricted that to try to still remove your rights. It's supposed to expire this Friday. She's already said she's going to extend it another 30 days, and maybe another 30 days on that, and then maybe another 30 days on that, and another 30 days on that. Sound off below. This is the type of tyrant our forefathers warned us about. This is why we have the Second Amendment. This is why you cannot just play quiet and stay back and say, you know what, GOA, SAF, FPC, they're all going to fight this for me. Be loud, be proud, and stop standing on the sidelines. Guys and gals, my name is Jared. This is Guns and Gadgets, the premier source for Second Amendment news on YouTube, and who knows, maybe everywhere else. Like the video and share it if you get something out of it, or if you think more people need to see it. And please subscribe to this channel to stay in the know. Turn the bell notification on to all notifications so you're notified of when I go live or put out new content. Thank you for your time. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.